Mornings are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
I'm so happy you guys are still alive.
I am excited.
I am so happy.
Laugh and learn every morning aboard the mothership.
Ooh.
Gonna be a good day with DA.
Hey, duh.
I do love the duh.
Happy being alive day.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it is going to be a good day. I hope. First hour was a bit of a sad day, but we press on here. It is the DA show. It's me, Mraz. It's Bogus. DA back up paternity leave for the next 2 hours.
He's definitely not using this as a day off, Pete. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's an HR thing. It's an HR thing.
Yeah, when it gets into paternity, it's not my territory.
Pete, the body with us. Carlos with a K with us.
He's gone. He got a new job as well, so it's just me and Pete.
Congratulations, Carlos.
Carlos's job is sending me a topic list with every topic we did on the show yesterday, apparently.
So, yeah, he listens less to the show than Schwartz does.
Yes, if you are just waking up, we're not going to do a full hour on this again. I will be leaving the show. The DA show will move on without me. My last week will be the week of July 17th. So, you know, between now and then, I'm sure a lot of reminiscing, a lot of looking back, a lot of old clips will be played. And, you know, we're going to try to figure this thing out. But, yeah, so you have about another month with me to go. And, yep. Okay, we're going to continue to be awkward.
Bogue, you want to take that week off, too?
Well, so I was going to say, and DA might get mad at me over this, he certainly is going to miss you, Sean, but I think he would have liked to have a little more time. Because, as we know, DA does nothing in half measures. Everything is perfectly produced.
Yes.
And we have a lot of ideas to slowly, respectfully, correctly say goodbye to you. And between paternity leave and vacation and basically negative days of notice, we don't have enough time to do all of those things. So I think that's actually his main frustration right now.
Yes.
It's not just having to say goodbye to you. It's like not having enough time to say goodbye to
you. Which is the irony, right? I mean, the moment he always takes off after big events, and this might be one of the biggest in 10 years on CBS Sports Radio, and he had. I also just want to quickly point out, too, while I have some time and space, some of my coworkers here that don't just work on the show that have reached out to me from Mike Samter. I'm even going to say it. I got a phone call from Jack Stern, who was very, very nice to me.
How about that?
Very, very nice to me about it. Ryan Hickey last night, Zach Gelb last night. And honestly, early this morning, Shep reached out. And I thought today, last time when I went to bed, I tossed and turned. It was one of the hardest nights I've had to sleep. I barely slept because I didn't know how I was going to do this today. I woke up finally to a text from Shep that made me bawl my eyes out for the first time.
Really?
Shep made me cry.
He tugs at the heartstrings. He does.
He does, man. Shep is... We've had a lot of fun at Shep's expense, but Shep has grinded his ass off to put himself in and changed himself and put himself in a position like this. And some of the things he said about his career and, you know, some of the stuff that I said forward, I cannot believe we're living in a world where Shep has made me cry, but he absolutely did. So there'll be a lot of time for that, and I'm going to keep hammering that home. Pete has said he's worked in reverse. I think I'm just going to be working all over the place.
It might end up being the same.
Yeah, there will be a lot more tears, I'm sure, as it becomes real down the stretch. But nonetheless, you know, these guys are my family. These guys are my friends. I won't be losing any numbers. And in fact, the only thing I was concerned with where DA said, you know, New York boycott, does that mean if I say anything silly, I'm out of soundcheck too? Carved out caveat for me?
I mean, I don't make the rules here. But again, who's Sean Morash?
I know, it's weird. It's weird. It's weird. It shouldn't be weird because it's my name.
But it's weird.
It's weird.
And of course it makes me think, because DA brought it up too, that you're named after Sean Landetta, but your name is not spelled like this.
It's all too perfect.
Because your parents were afraid it was going to get mispronounced as Scene.
It's all too perfect.
That's what they should have had you change your name to Scene Morash.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and it is so funny too, because I've built up such, I don't know, reputation, support system. It's weird to have fans. But I have fans. The pork butts are out in full force. I hate talking like that because it just makes me sound like a smug jerk.
Yeah.
But when this was announced yesterday, there were plenty of people who were excited over on the local side. But boy, do I have to earn some people's belief. Oh, well, boy, were there people not. Who is this guy? Mm-hmm. Well, another fat, bald guy.
Yeah, Twitter was not kind to you yesterday.
I met a guy. I met one face-to-face on Monday. News is fresh. Was it Monday or Tuesday? I've lost track of what day it is. It was not yesterday. It was Monday. News is fresh. And I'm walking past my front door, and a FedEx truck pulls up, and I'm expecting a package for me and a rare thing and not coming to my wife who gets 14,000 things a day. So I open the door and wait for the man to walk over, and he's got the box in his hand, and he's got the little scanner out, and he looks at it, and I see his face expression change, and he goes, "Oh, Andrew Bogish, there's a guy on the fan with that name." I'm like, that's me. And he, you know, "Oh, that's so cool. I hear your updates." And then he, of course, because the story had already been out that Craig was leaving and Tiki was reportedly moving across, what's happening with the afternoon show? And we're new friends. So I was like, I got to throw this guy a nugget. I was like, well, I mean, the Tiki story is, I think, real. So you've got that. And he goes, "All right, good." He's like, "You know, I was afraid of that. What's that guy's name? Mraz and Loogie. If they got their own show, those are the two worst voices ever. Yoko Ono would have to sing the theme song of that one." I was like, "All right, well, best of luck with that, sir."
Jeez.
But thanks for liking me.
And I don't know if we're going to get to this with DA in the last hour, but a lot of people have asked me, "Hey, Mraz, when did you know? When did you know?" Let me just say this. When the year started, I had no idea. But I did have an inkling, like Pete had said, you know, 15 years or whatever, that there was potential that this could be my last year with the show.
Right. The Craig rumors. Craig Carton.
Right. You know, he left for Fox Sports 1 full time.
Right.
Afternoons there. And not that we were told anything but at all based from management. But there was enough, like, people whispering around here that thought, like, that was a possibility. And again, people kept coming up to me in the newsroom going, "Do you think you would be in the mix for something like that?" So at least it raised my antenna that, and I was getting a lot more shifts over there locally.
Right.
So I would be lying to you if I thought internally I didn't think that there was a chance I could be gone at the end of the year if everything materialized. That being said, what actually happened so fast this weekend that I still haven't caught my breath. So I certainly didn't expect July to be my last month of the DA show, as you know, much as 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So,
I don't care if we're gonna fight down the hallway. I'll pull the curtain back. I mean, there have been the Craig leaving rumors are months old. I feel like weeks, and then it was, and like, even like before it was.
But again, not from bosses.
No.
We were reading it on Twitter like everybody else.
Exactly. So once anything at the fan was going to change, because we all understand who Sean is and how good he is and how much everybody likes him, anytime there was a rumored change coming on the fan, all of us immediately think of Sean on the short list of people who might have gotten a job there. And then the Craig rumors became closer to reality. And if I'm out of line for saying this, it is what it is. The Craig news broke last Wednesday or Thursday.
Thursday.
And being here, it was not supposed to come out that day.
Yeah.
So
that's why everything has happened quickly this
weekend. Right. So this past weekend was basically like a maelstrom of news. Like people moving around, who's doing this, who's
going
there.
And the worst timing on our end, knowing it was the... And we never do Bob's Bar this late.
Yes.
Right.
So like this was, in a very broad sense, on the table.
Yeah.
But nothing even close to concrete until like, I don't know, what's the 72 hours, 96 hours
ago?
It's
been crazy, man. It's been crazy. So we're piecing...
And you lost your name in all of this. I can't get over
that. Well, I actually gained my real name, but... So all of that happened. And I jokingly, I think, said to Twitch before my last Canadian bacon, and I was kind of half serious because the rumors were still out there, but I didn't know anything. Who knows? I jokingly said this could be my last time doing Canadian bacon. And for anybody who was viewing on Twitch when I said that, this is what I meant. Not that I actually knew anything was going to happen, but in the back of my mind, I knew by the time January rolled around, I didn't know what would happen with contracts or anything. And this was the first time I kind of felt like there might have been a possibility. Might have been.
Well, you have a contract. That's nice.
Right. So... So that
Pete
that,
and I go week to week.
You know, there was part of me that knew
day
when
day.
I didn't tell Pete at this time, but I was really going for 5 oinks because I knew that could have been my last bacon. And as it turns out, it probably will be my last bacon.
And even thinking back to Friday, where you very humbly and emotionally give Boyle the King of the Oinks trophy for winning this season of Canadian Bacon, fast forward to now, and like in retrospect, there's almost more involved. Like that was... Now, looking back, like the official passing possibly of the bacon torch.
Yeah, I guess you could view it that way.
Or the door opening to whether it's Boyle or Carlos or an unnamed person or Bilotti or anybody we don't even know yet who's going to be around the show next spring and next summer who has to do Canadian bacon. Yikes.
Yeah. Well, there's probably somebody tuning in for the first time, the kid in Tuscaloosa, that's saying, where's the sports? So we should probably get the stuff.
The kid in Tuscaloosa, what's he going to do?
That's a good point.
What are kids?
That was going to be the kid in Staten Island.
How about the kids? And also, how about Morty? Morty's going to have to find a banjo to play or something.
Yeah. Poor Morty.
But Morty's an adult. He's got other gigs. The kids in Tuscaloosa and Peoria and every other place who wake up in the morning looking for guidance, looking for motivation, inspiration, looking for facts that are incorrect that will get them flunked out of school. What are those kids going to do?
Management doesn't think of the children.
Never.
Yeah, and by the way, Cap also brought up a good point. I'm getting out before Dable gets out. So we would have never made it. Imagine the Giants had stunk last year.
That's true. He's not going to get... I mean, it would take a lot for him to get fired in the next month.
Right. But had the Giants stunk next year and that would have been on the table, you guys would have been killing me that I pulled the ripcord before that being a possibility.
Even if he lost his first 10 games of the year, he probably would still be there.
Yeah. So, we'll see. Maybe we'll throw up a poll. Your favorite Mraz moment, pooping his pants on the podcast or pooping his pants.
I was going to say, there's two poop entries.
Yeah.
Poop entry number one or two.
Wait till Neil Best and Andrew Marshing get their hands on those that audio.
I'm done mentioning that.
You'll be back here by August 15th.
Exactly.
Have to rescind your promotion.
So, NBA draft.
Oh, yeah.
What a professional.
The NBA draft is coming up on Thursday. By the way, just full disclosure, knowing that, again, I'm going to be a bumbling idiot, we're going to have a lot of guests over the next 2 days sports-wise, just because I'm going to need to just keep asking sports questions to kind of gather myself heading into next week. So you'll have about three guests each in the next 2 days. But the NBA draft is going to be obviously a big event that we're going to highlight over the next couple of days. And with that, obviously all these teams and GMs get together, they start talking, trade rumors start happening. And we discussed on yesterday's show the Damian Lillard, does he go to Miami? Do the Blazers bring in Chris Paul? Do they bring in Zion Williamson? So that was yesterday's, or the day before's rumors that we tackled yesterday morning. Then I'm sitting there looking at the topic list where Carlos sent me all the topics that we had already done on the show yesterday. And I'm like, okay, well, that was a joke, Carlos. So I'm like, wow, now here's a rumor reading. The Blazers are prepared to put together a big offer to get Bam Adebayo from the Heat. Now, why would the Heat do this? Bam being basically their second best player to Jimmy Butler. I'm not sure. The Blazers have lacked a defensive big man for a long time to keep Lillard happy. But the Blazers hold number picks 3-23. They have Anthony Simmons. I will just tell you, man, if this is what the Blazers are doing to make sure they keep Damian Lillard happy because he happens to have a relationship with Bam, I mean, the Blazers franchise is not set up to compete in that Western Conference for better if they trade away one or both of these first-round picks and a player in a package to get Bam Adebayo, folks.
This is a weird rumor, and I think it emanates from Jake Fisher at Yahoo Sports.
Correct.
Who's relatively new to me, but it's and so at the very beginning, it's the Blazers are prepping this offer. So they might actually make it to the Heat, and the Heat might immediately say no because they want no part of trading away Bam Adebayo, which seems logical. They were just talking the other day how Tyler Hero is also an anchor of the franchise with Bam and with Butler. But like you mentioned the connection. Like they were on a USA basketball team together, Dame and Bam. I don't know that they vacation together. I don't know that they're buddies. I don't know that they talk about dream of playing on the same team.
We don't know they go to Montauk in February, right. Bilotti.
Like, the things they have in common are being men in the NBA, and they were once on a team together for 4 weeks. I don't know that that makes them teammates. And on the flip side of all of that is the offer that they're prepping is astronomical, as if Bam was Wilt Chamberlain. And so maybe the Heat do need to think about taking two draft picks and multiple futures and some – like it's such a strange, like throw it against the wall and see what sticks story.
Because here's the thing. Bam Adebayo, good player. Certainly not a great player.
No.
Certainly not. So Miami coming off going to an NBA Finals, you might be saying how could they trade their second best player? But, you know, like they say, nobody is off the table if the price is right.
Exactly.
The Miami Heat just made an NBA final with Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent
have
combined,
matter.
And they're the same guy. I think they'd be told if they got Brandon Miller as the number 3 overall pick to go with this. I mean, how are you not setting yourself up?
Right. Because I mean, they just lost the finals in five games, and Bam was great in all of them, and it didn't kind of matter.
Yeah,
and they want to get a player who's probably as good or better than Jimmy Butler, which makes Bam their third best option in Miami. So like, he's not as valuable as the Blazers seem to be valuing him. So if they really make a ridiculous offer, Miami should listen to it. But again, I think this is mostly nonsense.
And this is going to sound odd because the last three MVPs have been centers, and Jokic just won, you know, the finals where he was an unbelievable monster. But Bam is not Embiid or Jokic.
No.
He's not. It's a completely different skill set. And I say that with good intentions, is that to build an NBA champion, now we have to exclude what just happened because it's a unicorn with Jokic. You know, if your first or second best player is a center, that hasn't necessarily translated recently to, you know, what we've seen in terms of, you know, the teams that actually win it all.
Yes.
So if the Heat could get, and suddenly, you know, if it's Scoot Henderson or Brandon Miller, and in 2 years they're an absolute superstar, well, that is way worth trading Bam for, despite the fact that you made the finals, if you're actually trying to win it all.
Yes. If Portland is going to overpay for Bam, the Heat should listen, but I don't think they're going to, and the Blazers shouldn't overpay for Bam Adebayo, because they're not that, and they need a guy like that, obviously, but that's not all they need.
Right.
Like, they need to trade Damian Lillard. I mean, that's where they need to go here. And Dame, apparently now we're spinning it back into he wants to stay, which is why they're thinking about all these different variations of Zion or Bam to give him a secondary star to support him. But, like, the real path here is to do what the Spurs just did.
Yeah.
Is to get rid of everybody, be terrible, have the number one pick. Now, unfortunately for them, Wembanyama is not, there is not another Wembanyama next year, but I believe next year's overall draft is better than this year's draft. But either way, you gotta suck to go back up to being good. You can't,
the way it is.
You can't go from mediocre to elite. You gotta go from crappy to elite. And the Blazers, through loyalty, whatever, clinging to this current setup, it's not doing them any good.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, with that, you have to wonder, with kicking around some of these things, will they just become men in Blazers?
Things we're not going to miss. Next.
It's not funny.
Oh, there he is.
On the DA show.
He's crying, too.
Happy pathetic.
An interesting tweet from JDM. Congratulations at Sean Morash.
When, I don't like that.
When can we expect DA to have you on New York Accents podcast? Wishing you continued professional and personal success. Now, that's another thing. Can DA really be doing this anti-New York thing when his podcast is New York Accent?
Those are just details. But if we can't afford Bob the Deli Man to replace you, maybe we do a live New York Accent taping at Bob's Bar next May. And that's how we get the show back there.
I will tell you this. If Bob's Bar is to happen again, and we're going to go through some of these details, you three ain't leaving me as the last one there to try to get Gordon in an Uber. Not going to happen. I've paid my dues.
That's fair.
Come on, Bob.
Although a year from now, I'm planning to be a big-time travel baseball coach, so I might be busy. I might have a game somewhere in Hopog or Levittown. You never know that Friday afternoon, but I'll do my best to clear my
schedule.
Kid's
going to call you Skip?
I hope so.
Okay. I hope so, too.
That'd be nice.
All right,
what's up, Skip?
We come back. Your best audio of the day. All right. Your best audio of the day. Sound check. I got a lot of baseball in there, some Dalvin Cook, and we'll have some fun. I'm going to be a mess. I've been a mess for 10 years. I'm going to be a mess for the next 3 weeks. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not suggesting that I know definitively vampires are real and like Twilight or Count Dracula or whatever these other vampires are. All I'm telling you is this. I think that there's an understanding between us and bats. Okay. And if you told me that Transylvania and all that stuff from Greek mythology was real with the bats.
Greek mythology?
Whatever mythology. All that stuff that goes back with the bats and the vampires.
Yep.
I would say maybe it's true. And maybe we just kind of have this, you know, you leave us alone, we'll leave you alone.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now, do those rejoiners last forever?
I don't know.
Or do we wipe out me?
I think a lot of them is going to go out.
Wow.
Some will stay, but a lot of it.
That folder is going to be a lot easier to navigate now.
Yeah. Wiping me out. Cleaning the slate, boat. No more Wendy's order.
I mean, it's the only way to do it, to be honest.
Yeah. By the way, Imagine I lose 100 pounds now.
Well, it won't count because you're not Mraz.
Right. Sean Mraz can be thin. But, I mean, it's true because it's possible, at least, because you're now walking into the world. One of the big differences inside baseball here, inside radio, from national to local, on the local side, there are far more opportunities for side deals, promotions, all that kind of stuff. You're going to have multiple meal plans, the Hello Freshes, the Weight Watchers of the world reaching right. out. Like, let's get you thin.
Yeah.
We'll and see. you can get healthy and you can make money off of it.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing. I think that would be the one. If I knew I was going to lose money and get in trouble at my job by not losing weight, I think that I'd have to. So we'll see. I see Kaplan has also wrote, can I just get 90 seconds of Mraz talking about DA? I say this in all sincerity. I can't yet. If you listen to the first hour, go back on rewind. I couldn't even look at Pete. I didn't cry this much when my grandparents died. Okay, so I will gather myself and I will give you those 90 seconds at some point.
Yeah.
But it is not because I'm being disrespectful. It's that I can't get the words out.
Just look at me. You've had no emotional reaction to leaving me. Pete's bothering you. DA's bothering you. Shep made you emotional. Just focus on me. We have no emotional connection.
That's a good point.
Right.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I suck.
No, you don't. You don't. You're just the one I can look at and at least laugh.
I should be nicer to Carlos. Exactly. Carlos is nodding. I do suck. Exactly. All right. That explains
Very
a lot.
So. All right. Well, without further ado, because Pete didn't bump back with it, let's get the sound check. He's not going to miss that either.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right. A story we tackled yesterday, Dalvin Cook on DeAndre Hopkins and their team up.
He was one of those guys that I was going to reach out to because, like, I know he got the same mindset as me. Like, we trying to go win. We're trying to get on the roster and trying to go contend. So if we can't end up on the same roster and be on the same team, you know, that'd be the beauty of the situation. You know, we know what we're trying to come do and what we bring to the team. So if we end up on the same roster, man, that'd be some epic.
So that was on Adam Schefter's podcast. Here's what I don't understand about this. Dalvin Cook is not an idiot. He sees what's going on with running backs not getting paid right now in the NFL. He gets flat out released because nobody will trade for him and he's still young. Any contending team that is going to look to add Dalvin Cook is not also going to have the cap room to add DeAndre Hopkins. And if they do, they are not a contending team. Like if some team at some point this summer, being how it's about to be July, suddenly comes up with the funds for both Hopkins or Dalvin Cook, you can't tell me that them teaming up will create some kind of dominant force. They're likely going to be on a team that sucks. I just can't envision a world where this works, where both of them fit in on a team and the team's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just conversation. I hope they're not being pitched as a duo here. Maybe only we could hire them to replace you. But there's no NFL team that is going to have the space financially or roster space or maybe like emotional space to go down both. Like, these are both somewhat checkered roads to go down. How much does Hopkins have left? How happy is he going to be? How much am I going to pay Dalvin Cook? How much does he have left? How bad is that kind of chronic shoulder situation? Nobody wants to take one of these gambles, let alone a double gamble on these guys.
Yeah, I completely agree.
All right, let's do some baseball. There's a lot to unpack here. Big setup. This is last night. It's the White Sox against the Rangers. Chicago's rallying late. I believe it's the go-ahead run that scores. Single to left field. Throw comes home. Travis Jankowski of the Rangers. Jonah Heim catches it, tags the runner. He seems to be out. They go to replay. They overturn the call, saying Jonah Heim was blocking the plate without the baseball. Bruce Bochy, post-game, Rangers manager, very angry.
For that call to be made, I'm dumbfounded. It's absolutely one of the worst calls I've ever seen. And it was done by replay. I just don't get it. I don't care how many times they'll try to explain it. You can't do that in that situation. It's a shame. It's embarrassing, really.
Yeah, I don't know if it's embarrassing, but it is dumbfounding. I've watched this play 4 different times. They have multiple angles from the TV broadcast last night. I don't understand what Jonah Heim did wrong. If he did something wrong, then the rule is wrong. And the fact that it was not even upheld as a call in the field, that they flipped the call, which means there was clearly a violation, I don't get either. But the best part to me is Bruce Bochy, who's 70 years old with the biggest head on the planet. He's got one Gordon in Vancouver leg, so he comes hobbling out to the argue.
Sounds like head, Gordon in Vancouver.
With that head bobbing, the big deep voice. It's a good watch seeing him get angry, but he should have been angry. This is a BS call.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say, because I had not seen the play. I've had a lot going on over the last couple days. I would say one of the best parts about baseball this year is that the Rangers are good and we get more Bruce Bochy talking.
Yes.
And that'll be a really good thing in the postseason, because Bruce Bochy sounding like he's in an old Marlboro ad is perfect. So perfect. All right. Speaking of baseball, where would we be on a DA show, even on a day like this, without an Oakland A's story? Ken Rosenthal, Fox Sports, not happy with Rob Manfred's thoughts on the Oakland diss.
And I kind of mentioned that this was punching down, that it's a person of authority and responsibility and power kind of looking at the average fan and saying, not good enough, sorry. And it just, as I said, is unbecoming of a commissioner of a sport. It's not something that reflects well on him or the sport.
I mean, he's right. Rob Manfred, I mean, in the history of missteps, the piece of metal, DA highlighted that was a bad look for him. And look, I'm going to say this full disclosure. I thought it was cool in the Bay Area. Personally, I thought the reverse protest was kind of silly. Personally, just me. Only from the standpoint of, I understand what they were doing, but all you are actually doing is putting money in an owner's pocket who is already taking it. Like, you weren't going to save the A's that day.
No, but and there also is, it did feed into the snarkiness that Manfred had, which he shouldn't have had and shouldn't have voiced. But if you were kind of not anti-A's fans, but if you're not heartbroken that they're leaving, the fact that they were able to go to a game proves the point of, you can go to these games.
Right.
Go to these games. Because they weren't going when the team was good as well. Like,
right.
The bad attendance predates them being this bad on the baseball field.
But we can all say that Rob Manfred can't turn her away and basically say, well, you almost reached an average attendance.
Right.
Like, that can't happen.
No,
that's the commissioner. He deserves
sucks.
To be slimy. You're the commissioner of baseball. You should be a man of the fans. He sucks. But to that point, I'm with you as well. Unfortunately, the market size or whatever, the numbers just aren't there for the fans. But what, that's for a different day.
Yeah, and if I'm being honest, when the DA email came in and said, hey guys, change of plans for tomorrow's show, I'm going to be on
you
at 6.
You thought the A's were staying?
No, I thought he was coming on to play this Rob Manfred clip and sound check so he could, or the Ken Rosenthal clip.
The only reason I put it in.
Right, so he could then have Ken's support in his fight for the A's.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And that is your sound check. Otis Miller, by the way, just woke up on Twitch and found out the news that I'm leaving the show.
Sorry, Otis.
Sorry, Otis. And I always say that jokingly. Go back and listen to hour number one, because if I keep doing this every hour, there's going to be no tears left in my tear ducts.
Or come back in 90 minutes, because DA will rejoin us 9 a.m. Eastern, top of hour four, in case you missed it live at 6. The big announcement is, I'm now pregnant. I was jealous of DA and Pete and the new kids, so I'm having a baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I didn't know
you.
Men can carry.
Not for nothing, man. I didn't even process this. My daughters are like so, like, you know, coming of age is silly, but like they're observant. They're going to be asking me a million times when they see me and hear me doing radio, where's DA? Where was DA? And that is going to eat at me, that beginning stuff, you know? That's going to crush me. You know,
yes.
When a 3-year-old, you know, where's DA? That's a tough one.
Now they can ask, who's that guy doing the scorebook?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
He's an adult.
Daddy, why are you massaging Tiki's shoulders?
Again,
I love the man.
The scorebook reference, for those of you, and pun intended, scoring at home, Evan Roberts, who will be Sean's new DA, is notorious for scoring every Met game, whether he's there or not. Like,
right.
And he's usually there at Citi Field with the scoreboard in his lap, marking down 6-3, single to right. And then when he goes home, he does it live. Or if he misses the game, he'll rewatch the game in its entirety while scoring it. So again, he's a nerd. And I know that because I'm a nerd too, which is why they need their own Sean.
Yeah, but Folks. Do you score baseball games?
No, that's where I'm cooler than Evan.
Folks, I forgot something in the first hour, guys.
What?
I was just reminded. It's DA's birthday.
It doesn't matter.
Happy birthday, DA.
Happy birthday, DA. I'm matter. Leaving.
Hey. Happy birthday,
He doesn't DA. Know it either.
Welcome
so that's
to
fine.
Agony.
This was the gift he was asking for.
Happy birthday, DA. Enjoy the interview process.
Enjoy sitting in a room with Pete asking knuckleheads questions about which teams they like and if their dad can host a backyard party for us next May.
Going through 300 resumes, the criteria must have pool.
Right? Could your dad build a backyard bar and then host us next year?
Oh, man.
Is that possible? No? Okay. Well, thanks for your time.
Having to break the news to my sisters that they still got to flip pancakes, even though I'm not working on the show anymore, it's going to be a heck of a conversation.
Do you know Greek mythology? That's a real interview question.
Heck of a conversation. All right, boy, what do we got?
All right, gentlemen, the Aaron Hicks Show continues for Baltimore.
Pitch on the way, well hit, deep down the right field line, way back, it is gone. Aaron Hicks dials it out.
Oh.
A three-run shot, and the Orioles have put up four in the first.
That's Orioles radio, three-run bomb for Hicks, part of a four RBI night. The Orioles nearly blew a massive 7-0 lead, but hold on to beat the Rays 8-6 down at the Trop.
Beautiful.
Yep, Aaron Hicks was hitting 188 before he got DFA'd by the Yankees. Since he joined the O's, he's hitting 340, three home runs, and seven total extra base hits in 17 games. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay loses three in a row for the first time all year. Isn't it just amazing how now and this happens obviously across baseball.
How you dress like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
You like this? I got the matching shorts. They're coming in the mail.
You can't wear them together.
Why? That's the whole point. It's a
no.
set.
You know,
no.
I had to drive
no,
with
I'm
Pat Boyle.
You got to wear the whole thing.
I had to drive with Pat Boyle's underwear in my car today to deliver it back to him.
It's not underwear. It's shorts.
Compression.
They're not compression. They're shorts.
Just because they're tight, that doesn't mean they're compression shorts.
Thank you.
Pat, do you have a doctor's office in your house?
No, why?
He could be on that show, too.
Where's Tubbs? What's his name? What's the other guy from Miami Vice?
Tubbs.
It is Tubbs, right?
Tubbs is Miami Vice. Chubbs is from Happy Gilmore.
Right.
I'm playing for Chubbs. No, you ain't. I got his hand. By the way, yeah, what's wrong with the matching set? You know, I was thinking about getting, like, those male rompers for this summer.
All right, I can't defend you.
Those exist?
That's tough. Nobody can put on a male romper less than me. You know, all it takes is one bad batch of taco dip on a summer party, and I'm running for the hill. Could you imagine me scrambling? How do you get this thing off? I'd be dripping down my leg.
That's what cutting you just out of it. Is it?
You open up the right pant leg, yeah. And you just let it fly.
Exactly. Somebody get me a funnel.
You got to do it sideways.
Are there really male rompers?
Of course they are.
Absolutely, man.
There's a male equivalent to everything.
And guys wear this outside.
Yeah.
Bless their hearts and their bowels.
Good
I would
for
never.
Them.
Nice summer day on the pier in Hoboken. Hell yeah.
But why do
not
you need
me.
A romper?
If you wear a
it's
romper,
fashionable.
In a
is it?
How? How is that fashionable?
How is anything fashionable? It's fashion. There's no. It's subjective. Like, and if it looks good, then I'm gonna wear it.
Right, but girls look cute in them. I don't see how that would make you more attractive as a guy wearing one of those.
Well, you're not attracted to men.
I don't think it's that. I can look at a guy and go, okay, jeez, he's handsome.
Can
and
we not get me canceled before I move over?
No, you just sit back. We're talking.
All right.
I got to look at a picture of this.
Okay, look it up.
I don't.
Either way, the Cardinals are trying to save their season. Dylan Carlson can help with that. He hit two jacks. St. Louis swats away the Nats 9-3 to win their fourth in a row. They still are 12 games under 500, so don't get your hopes up.
You know who would wear one of these? Your guy Foxy.
Totally.
100%. Bagpipes and romper. See, now the first ones that come up, Will, are like fun ones, like an American flag one. You want to wear this on 4th of July, I'm all for it. But if you're going to put on one and go bar hopping on a Thursday night in Hoboken.
It wouldn't be. No, it would be. This is like a Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon.
No, you can't.
Brunch.
You can't. I will not allow it.
You won't allow it.
I will not.
You're not allowing me to wear a romper.
I'm putting my foot down here. If there's no male figure in your family that will do it, I will do it. You can't wear this. Go ahead and wear that top and bottom all you want. Get different variations of it. I can't. This one I can't allow.
All right. Well, I'm going to show up very soon this summer on the shift that I'm filling in for, and
you know what?
Wearing it.
You know what they call the store where they sell the rompers?
Oh no,
the romper room.
Yeah.
There was a place called Romp Around.
Morty will always have a job here.
Will he though? Is Morty sticking around?
I would think he has
new instruments.
Yeah.
Mentioned it last hour in detail. Worth mentioning again, the Reds held on to win their 10th straight last night, beating the Rockies 8-6. Here's manager David Bell on the streak.
Yeah, we're just very appreciative of this opportunity we have, you know, to keep going, to keep playing with this group and trying to get better every day. And, you know, it's been a great run for sure.
Meanwhile, Christian Arroyo with a career-high 5 hits and 4 ribbies. Red Sox rocked the Twins 10-4, and Clayton Kershaw kept Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani hitless. He dealt 7 brilliant innings. Dodgers blanked the Angels 2-0. By the way, Angels GM Perry Manassian said that the Angels are highly unlikely to deal Ohtani before the trade deadline this summer.
That's Perry smart of him.
If they remain in playoff contention. Ohtani, 28 years old, will be an unrestricted free agent this winter. He's leaving anyway. Why not just trade him? Are the Angels winning a World Series this year? Let's
hold
be honest.
Hold on. I'm not even being a jerk because he might be leaving. But if the Angels go on a miraculous run here, if they get in the playoffs, I mean,
they have a playoff spot right now.
Right. They're in a playoff spot. Who's to say with Trout and Ohtani they can't get hot for a couple series and end up in a World Series?
They've been in the same lineup for what, six? Trout's been in the big leagues for what, 9-10 years
but
now?
But what if they get to a World Series? You don't think that could change Ohtani's mind?
They haven't gotten to the playoffs with them. Now all of a sudden they're going to win a World Series?
How do you know? The Phillies made a World Series list. How do you know? The Nats, nobody saw them winning a World Series.
The Cardinals won with like 80-something games in the regular season. Well, because crazy things happen.
Ohtani and Trout, you could have a magical October.
Their pitching staff stinks. Is Ohtani gonna pitch every single game in the playoffs?
Dude, bottom line is this.
He'll hit every single game.
If you're in, you got a shot. And look around the American League. I can tell you right now who's not going, the Yankees. So I'm promising you, I'm not telling you that the Angels will, but you spent years trying to get this Trout and Ohtani thing right. If this is your one shot, it might convince Ohtani to stay.
I doubt it. I would trade him.
How do you know he definitely wants to leave?
Because
how does anybody? Everybody just assumes that.
I think it's a well known inside baseball that he's going to leave.
Right, but because he's gone there and fun, the team hasn't done well. You can't tell me that there's no shot he doesn't stay.
You know what? I think you have a better chance of keeping him if you trade him this summer and say, all right, you know, Shohei, you want to go experience life somewhere else. You know, you think L.A.'s not all it's cracked up to be, even though they're in Anaheim. You don't like, you know, you want to try the East Coast? Go ahead. Go play in New York for the summer. Go play for Atlanta. Go play for whoever else wants to trade for you this summer. See how it works out, and then you can come back to us in free agency.
Nice.
How about that? That would be the real steal of Perry Manassian, however you pronounce his name, trades him away for prospects and then gets him back in the winter.
All right, geez, calm down.
I could be a baseball GM, I'm telling you. It's not that these guys are idiots. It's not that hard.
The interviews for my job haven't started yet.
No, it's okay.
Talking about being a GM.
Come out now. Yes, the plan is working.
Over to Hoops, WNBA.
By the way, Carlos and Pat should do a jello wrestling match. Winner gets the job.
No. That won't happen.
Do you think we're going to do it a real way or a way like that, Pete? I mean, wrap your head around something.
I don't know.
It's more like it'll be an obstacle course than actual interviews.
It'll be like American Idol.
Resumes. Yeah, American Idiot, we're going to call it.
Green Day might come after you for that one.
Oh, that's true.
I have some Chris Paul sound. We'll get to it next hour because we're short here. But finally, over to Hoops, a WNBA record 10 technical fouls called last night in Dallas. The Wings beat the Atlanta Dream 85-73. Now, I saw this. I said 10 technical fouls. This like must have been the chippiest, most intense game ever. 5 of them were for defensive 3 seconds.
Oh, that doesn't count, then.
And 1 was a delay of game.
No.
So you had all 4 individual techs. They were all against Dallas, including Arike Ogunbowale, who was ejected with her technical foul with just a few minutes left. So there's a video of her pumping up the crown, and then she signs an autograph as she leaves the floor.
You can't. That's a misleading headline. If you say there's 10 techs, that's got to be 10 techs because things got testy.
Things were not testy. 3-second vials.
No. Leave me alone with that.
Yeah, and then the Lynx beat the Sparks 67-61, and the Sun beat the Storm 85-79.
No sparks are flying for them.
Not going to overwork him.
Is it July 24th yet? Do they need him sooner?
Enjoy your alarms those days, suckers.
Whatever.
Here we go. Now all the tears go away. We get angry.
Yeah, I'm trying to cope with it. I'm trying to deal with it.
We've gone from tears to anger in the span of a minute, hour 45.
Definitely going
to
happen.
When I'm swimming in your dad's pool at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon instead of you, enjoy your show. Enjoy rubbing Tiki and calling, telling Evan to kiss your sisters, whatever.
No doubt.
Did that make it through?
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
No way.
Him saying your sister's ass?
Yeah.
Every time.
I've said it before in the air.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Pat, you've done far worse.
Nobody's done
better. Yeah. Do we need to go back to last week's Canadian bacon?
What happened on last week's Canadian bacon?
I've got a file on you.
We're not going to address that either.
And I wasn't here either.
I need like the Chronicles of the Dumps. I need
By the way, name of my biography.
I need all the dumps uncovered that Pete has hit me with unknowingly.
That's a 9-volume series for the rest.
All right, we come back. A champ, a chump. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Only one letter separates them, but they're galaxies apart. One is a true winner. One is a pathetic loser. This is DA's champ or chump.
My champ today is our good friend Adriana in Boise. She was the one, an OG listener, that wanted to bring this segment back, champ or chump. And she has been somebody who also has made me tear up a lot over the last 12 hours since she found out the news yesterday. Woke up especially early today to hear the beginning of the show and the announcement of my departure. And she was, you know, one of the leaders in the clubhouse when I took that first flight to Boise, where they made me absolutely feel like family. And she sticks out amongst a lot of you listeners that I'm going to thank. But, you know, the irony here is I keep thanking you. She wanted this segment back. Here it is. Adriana, I will never forget you. Let's stay connected. I you know, love you like a sister. You're my champ today.
That's DA's champ.
Can she be my chump, too? Because this segment frustrates me because I never have a good suggestion. So if she hadn't brought it back. I'm sure everybody's aware now of this story of this missing, like, mini submarine that was going down to the Titanic wreck. Apparently, this is like the underwater version of these Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, like, pay your own way into space deals.
Yes.
But there's five people in this thing, and they don't know where it is. So, but I guess they've heard sounds recently that they think they might know where it is. Hopefully, there's a happy ending. But either way, the guy that created this company apparently seems to be a doof and, like, ignored warning signs and whatever. So very serious, because I'm looking at the story right now. It's fascinating in the most terrible way. This dude at Ocean Gate Titan is definitely my chump.
That's DA's chump.
And they don't.
Class is now dismissed.
They don't seem overly concerned that five people are missing thousands of feet under the water, and it might have been his company's fault.
I don't like the idea of, as we've seen on social media, at least it's only five. I mean, those are still five human lives.
And I saw this morning that they're going to lose oxygen, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, they have a 96-hour safety reserve, and that's running out by, like, the end of tomorrow.
Could you imagine what they are going through, wherever they are down there?
New chump as well. I think the smell is back. Take a whiff. Do you smell like a burning thing?
Take a smell of that.
I don't. And it's so awkward anytime you're the fat guy in a room and somebody goes, the smell is back.
No. But trust me here. I would call you out if it was you. But I smell what I assume was yesterday's smell, like a burning metal smell.
And on that smell, it turned out to be just a drill. But the moment that WFAN was going to make all the announcements yesterday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I had come back in. Spoiler, that's why I was home yesterday.
Right.
Knowing I was going to have to come back in. They announced a huge fire drill for the building at 3:59. They came over the loudspeaker.
Like a real fire drill?
It turned out it was just a drill.
Oh, okay.
It was not real, but it was like everybody's looking at each other like, are you kidding me right now as they're making the announcements? But that's what dawned on me when then they sent the email about the smell. I'm like, is something off here? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't like this. I'm leaving too.
All right. When we come back, Cap might get my 90 seconds of thoughts on DA because I don't even know if I can say it to his face yet. DA will join us at the top of the final hour. Plus, is the Victor Wembanyama hype gone too far? He threw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium last night. And I have some thoughts. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.